We can all use a wise man or woman in our lives, someone who helps us make sense of the challenges we face, who guides us as we navigate times of change, who counsels us as we move along life's path. Who among us wouldn't want to call on a person with wisdom and experience when we have to make important decisions about our careers and our personal lives, especially when those decisions are fraught with risk and uncertainty, and complicated by fundamental changes in the world around us? And let's face it, wisdom is at a premium as we've experienced an unbelievable amount of change over the last few years. When I first had the idea of writing this book, the stock market was at an all-time high, prosperity was increasing all over the world, and mega millionaires were being created every other day. It looked like the economic good times would never end. Quite frankly, it was an environment in which many people who weren't getting rich, and that's most of us, were wondering why not, and whether we should be approaching our lives and careers in a very different way. The assumption, of course, was that wealth equaled success, and success equaled happiness. The initial concept for this book was to help people think through how to achieve happiness and meaning in their lives within that environment. And then things changed, seemingly overnight. In a breathtakingly short period of time, the economic world as we knew it imploded. A company that was once synonymous with American economic success, General Motors, went bankrupt. The disintegration of a single Wall Street icon, Lehman Brothers, threatened the entire global finance system. Average people like you and me and the folks across the street unwittingly helped overzealous lenders drive the nation's mortgage industry and housing market over a cliff. As a society, we ran headfirst into an inflection point. What is an inflection point? It is what Andy Grove, the founder and former CEO of Intel, defined as an event that fundamentally changes the way we think and act. Usually, an inflection point isn't a little change. It is a moment when, by choice or not, we pivot from the path down which we are traveling and head in an entirely different direction. During the past dozen years, we've gone through several extraordinary inflection points. We have experienced a series of economic and political events that caused the future to look very different from what we'd expected it would. Until not too long ago, a whole generation of college graduates believed they were destined to follow the path of the founders of Microsoft, Google, and Facebook, and become multimillionaires before they were 30. Investment banking was seen as the guaranteed path to becoming a master of the universe. People were celebrated as heroes for running companies based on business models that, in any other time, would have been considered laughable. Policymakers in Washington, D.C. were so confident that the stock market would keep rising, seemingly forever, that they considered privatizing Social Security, the economic safety net of the American working man and woman. Beginning in 2007 and continuing to this day, we've been reminded of two rules that we'd apparently forgotten. One, what goes up does eventually come down, and two, businesses built on a foundation of smoke and mirrors will surely fail. At breakneck speed, discussions about the stock market turned to preserving capital, not growing it. People with jobs were satisfied just to keep them. Forget about promotions and raises. Homeowners went from visions of windfall profits to hopes of avoiding foreclosure. Folks with newly minted college and graduate degrees suddenly faced a frozen job market. Even those people whose financial lives did not collapse had a tremendous scare. And we're all trying to guess if there's a new problem just over the horizon. In times of extraordinary challenges and dizzying change, whether it's happening around us or to us, we can all use a wise guide. A person who helps us think through our basic assumptions of what we want and need in our lives, about what success means to us, and how best to navigate our lives during unsettling times. Wise men and women come in plenty of flavors and sizes, and with varying degrees of insight. like beauty, wisdom is often in the eye of the beholder. And the wisdom you find depends a lot on the kind of wisdom you may benefit from at a particular moment. For some, the ideal wise person looks like Abraham Lincoln or Mother Teresa. For others, it's Warren Buffett or Oprah Winfrey. The wise man I've found is a mixture. He has the business acumen of Warren Buffett and the warmth and spirit of Maury Schwartz, Mitch Albom's professor in the book Tuesdays with Maury. He also has a rather humorous resemblance to Yoda, the wise, skilled, and experienced Jedi Knight of Star Wars fame. Although my wise man looks a bit like Yoda, in place of a lightsaber, he wields razor-sharp logic and scalpel-like insight. He is a real-life teacher, mentor, and guide through challenging, risky, and downright scary adventures. His name is Howard Stevenson.